Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This bracket season, head over to Ember's Tap House at 933 South State Street in Lockport. With over 40 craft beers on draft, including Sam Adams, you won't be thirsty. Enjoy $5 Sam Adams Rebel Juiced IPA pints and $5 Boston Lager and Angry Orchard bottles throughout College Hoops Mania. Come out for lunch or dinner and order from their made-from-scratch kitchen. Enjoy the amazing renovated space inside or check out the rooftop patio. Stop in to check out the delicious Lenten specials or make reservations for Easter.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Chicago Wolves are currently battling for first place. The Wolves have 5 home games left, including against Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's start with college basketball, and new Illini coach Brad Underwood was in studio with Danny and Matt earlier this morning, and among other topics, he talked about recruiting in this area.
So I've never left Chicago in terms of not recruiting it. Be foolish. There's too many good players here. There's too much talent, whether it's in the public league or it's in the suburbs. So it's something that I feel comfortable with. Obviously, it's very, very important.
On the pro level, it's the Bulls at Toronto in Toronto this evening. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Vancouver tonight. Marian Hossa will be back in the lineup. Pro football, New Orleans signs linebacker Manti Te'o for 2 years. Baseball news, shortstop Tim Anderson gets a 6-year, $25 million deal with the White Sox. John Gibbons will get an extension to manage up in Toronto. And Barry Bonds is back with the Giants as a team advisor and ambassador. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit USWaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Don't miss their spring clearance event now through March 31st. Get rock-bottom pricing on every new vehicle they sell. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
You're making it sound like we're good. That's all. I'm done.
Bruce Boudreaux and the Minnesota Wild take us out after the David Schuster update. I like it. Thank you, David, for all you are. Thank you to our producers, all the things you are. Thanks to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp.
Good job, man. You're doing your own solo show during these thank yous.
I am.
Like, just like little references and song lyrics, and you're just doing your own thing right now.
Well,
every day.
Just trying to craft 30 seconds of magic.
It's beautiful.
You're interrupting.
Sorry.
Thank it's you. Like a jazz solo. Just lay
let
back.
It let it run.
You know, let him step to the fore. Just you recede riffing. Into the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Just riffing here, man.
Brian Gersh does the webcam. He does it well.
And like a jazz solo, if I screw up, just repeat it. And it sounds
it's
like
a motif.
It was correct.
In terms of error into motif.
Oh, man, look how we took that outside. No, I just screwed
breaking
up.
Breaking boundaries.
Thank you to Ray Diaz as well. Thank you to Brian Gertz, who does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And to our guests today, who were Brad Underwood, Josh Whitman, Brendan Haywood, and I think that's it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
That was it.
I don't have the screen.
Frank
over here.
Martin called in.
Oh, Frank Martin did call in. That was pretty cool.
Frank Martin called in as well.
That was fun. Tomorrow, Mike Florio. We will do Can't Do It. And tomorrow, we start qualifying folks for Cubs season tickets, which seems like a nice prize to get.
It's a hell of a prize.
Yes. An investment to your kid's future.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Win them and sell them. I don't know if that's allowed. Is it?
Once they're your assets.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah.
You know, they...
I don't know, non-transferable, if there was any sort of... You know, fine print.
Teams will chase down folks that they think are brokers.
Cubs will do it. Cubs have announced, they've been very clear about the fact that they would prefer that everyone uses their tickets.
Yeah, they did it. I think there's a lawsuit that I had seen written about some dude in Jersey who they traced. He was buying 100. He had 100 season tickets, and he went to less than 1% of the games.
Did he work at the Bada Bing?
How did they know if he went?
Well, because he had a StubHub account, and because MLB and StubHub are in cahoots.
Well, then he's bad at his con job.
I think that is true.
I know multiple people.
The out of town, the out of town con job. Yeah.
On one season ticket package. You had four tickets, you paid your face value, you got your seats, and then you turned around and sold all of your seats, and you were putting down payments on condos in River North.
Yeah, the seats on the seats on top of the Green Monster, me and the boys were looking at for the Cubs game, and they are ridiculous.
They're outrageous.
Yeah, we're talking $6,000-$7,000.
I know. I never sat up there. I'd love to.
Yeah, so, you know, we were going to make a thing of
all
it.
All this time you don't have a guy? You can't get a hookup?
No. He's got a guy. He just didn't want to squeeze him for that.
It's a big favor.
Yeah, when you got a guy, you know, you go big.
That's
it. Like flying on PJs to get back home from the World Series.
Wearing PJs?
No, private jets.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that. You're going with your boys to Boston, right?
No. I got a baby.
I thought you were going. You were talking about that.
I had
that.
A kid. This is before I, you know, this is before I shot up her club.
That's nice.
Shot up her club.
That's lovely.
Before I came in there like the, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The street sweeper. And cleaned everything up.
Cost you a trip to Boston.
And my Vegas trip, too. Yeah. My boys went to Vegas. My buddy Big Joe and his wife got pregnant the same time me and my fiance got pregnant. And we go to Vegas, you know, the last 2 or 3 years. And we thought everybody would be like, all right, guys, you know, it's half the trip isn't going, we're not gonna go.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden we see on the GroupMe chat, hey, what seat you guys sitting in? I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, Joe and I can't go. What happened to the camaraderie? It's like, nah, man, we'll be at Lacey's. We'll do things for you there.
Yeah, the camaraderie just got smaller.
Right? Yeah, it went from 5 to 3.
We'll tell you the stories.
Yeah, man, our wolf pack is shrunk because somebody was out there making baby wolves.
Well, that's somebody's got to make them.
Yeah.
The next generation must be bred.
Well, we're having them, you know, so late in this, you know, era of 30 somethings, you know. I remember you thought you'd be married and have your kid by 30 or something like that. My parents had me when they were really young, in my estimation.
Yeah.
I could not be my parents' age and run around with a baby. God bless them for doing that. And they did the best they could.
Our parents' generation was having babies to try to stay out of a war.
Not mine.
There was a lot of, I mean, there was some accelerated timetables on a lot of things for draft deferments and changing status and hurrying up to say, no, my number just went from here to here because I got a baby.
But now the social norm isn't getting married. You don't have to be married to be accepted socially these days.
It's absolutely
true. You don't
have
to have a baby. You don't have to have a family. It's okay to be single in your 40s now when before it wasn't. So you got guys like myself who have their first child when they're 35, 36 years old.
How about the expectations of like financial independence have changed throughout the decades, man? Like you used to be 27 and 28 figuring your stuff out, saving money and living in the basement and it was smart. Now people call that guy a loser. Yeah. And like expect you to be able to get out and support yourself.
It's the opposite, though. If you actually look at the numbers, there are more and more people coming home and living in the basement longer and longer the money's just not there.
It's a ridiculous thing. Like if you got the space,
18, get your ass out.
Right. Yeah, like, I mean, if you have the space and like why put that burden on your kid? Let them figure some stuff out.
College is over. College is over. Yeah, that was it.
You know, I mean, I guess that's throwing them in the pool.
Yeah. I heard you guys to figure out swimming. Yeah. My dad threw me in the Gulf of Mexico when I was 6 years old.
That's a little more dangerous than the pool.
We had people around. We were on a boat.
Yeah.
First interaction.
We're on a boat.
Yeah. First interaction with water, a large body of water. And I don't remember what my reaction was because it was so long ago. It was one of those things that I block out. But you know, he talks about it every once in a while. Where the first thing, hey, get acclimated. Just like the first time I drove was on 94. We got in the car. He goes, all right, this will be the hardest thing that you do. Everything after this will be cake. Got on the expressway immediately. So
my dad taught me to drive. You know, he's like parking lot. That's nonsense. Yeah. He can take me on the highway, but he's like, well, we'll get out there. I mean, worst case scenario, 30 miles an hour, it'll be fine.
And also drink this beer.
Mine was he gave me Heineken at a very young age.
Know where the stash box is.
Actually, my
here's
first,
how you beat a speeding ticket.
My first taste of beer was Michelob. And I thought I didn't like beer. And I realized I just didn't like Michelob.
Right.
Yeah.
Who gave it to you, though? Was it your dad?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's an uncle thing.
Because then, no, he said, because I was... I forgot what the reason was. We were at some resort in Michigan. It was called Chalet on the Lake.
Of course.
And it was like a sunset thing. And I kind of reached over and I like made a joke of grabbing it. I was like, yeah, take a sip.
It was a dry red.
I was sitting on a beanbag full of hundreds.
Right.
No, but
my servant came over.
That's when I learned how to catch crayfish by getting pinched enough times and getting cut enough times to figure out exactly how to grab them. I'm like,
the colored help came
grab
over.
Grab them from the back. But the... But I just like
Danny Dean.
Take that beating for no reason.
And he's just he's the gauntlet too. Like he's just running through it. Like chains are just hitting him in the face.
At this point,
he's running through it.
All three of us with like styrofoam clubs just hammering.
I got my first one in, and then you guys escalated into the color help.
Yeah,
I got enough scar tissue. Who doesn't believe me?
I'm listening to your story from the chalet.
No, I thought I didn't like beer, and then there was a little pony bottle of Miller High Life that was in the fridge. I'm like, wait a second,
you asking a lot.
I was like, this is different than the other one. This doesn't taste like that one.
I like Miller High Life. I still can drink Miller High
Life. You get yourself a sixer of that, you realize how many people and why they did what they did. My first was the diesel. My first was a can of Budweiser. My uncle Kenny, he was smoking a Newport on the step, and I come outside and I see my Uncle Kenny and every people in my family smoked before, and I was like, hey, let me smoke some of that with you. And he was like, get the hell out of here. And then he looks at his beer and he goes, but this. And I took a sip of it and I went inside, and all little kids.
You played it up drunk?
Well, in that essence right there, my grandmother was right at the door. So I'm like, she's going to think I'm hammered. Like, don't talk around her. Don't breathe in front of her. And I walk around for like 20 minutes. And every time she comes around me, I like hold my breath because I know that she's going to smell a sip of Budweiser on my breath. And then later on that night, she's like, don't be having your Uncle Kenny give you no sip of beer. I can't send you back home like that. Your mom is going to be mad at me. Just don't do that again, all right?
Wow, that's a very reasonable conversation.
It's funny. It was actually my older cousin, Kenny. When we first actually really went in, when we went in pretty hard. And that was, I don't even know if this beer exists. This was in Buffalo. There was a beer called Old Vienna. That was big in Buffalo. Mm-mm. Because Buffalo was weird, because Buffalo is really in Canada. They just don't tell you it's in Canada.
Buffalo is weird.
And, it's and they're
We're a lot of Canadian. A lot of people drink O'Keefe's. Yeah. A lot of people drink Labatt's. A lot of people, you know, but this was, I remember being old Vienna.
And what kind of chalet was it in Buffalo?
It was suburban Williamsville. A split level house in suburban Williamsville.
How was the foie gras?
A snowy night. Buffalo known for its foie gras. Well,
that and bocce pizza. Wings, it's hockey, and foie gras.
Yeah.
Understood.
Did you guys miss the wings, by the way? All the tubs are empty.
McHugh's.
They were good. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I don't really like Dr. Pepper, but I like that sauce that they had.
That Dr. Pepper, I felt the same way.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper is a soda, not my thing.
You don't like Dr. Pepper?
Barbecue.
Yeah. Oh,
very
man.
I'm not a root beer guy, Dr. Pepper guy. You can have all that
I love
trash.
Root beer. I love Dr. Pepper. Love Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. That's like welfare. No, it's like welfare and Dr.
Mr.
Pepper.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb didn't stay in school long enough to get his doctorate. He struggled. He wasn't the most dedicated student, wasn't very disciplined.
Still deserves your respect.
Right. He gets a title, he gets his soda.
He's a hardworking man.
He just doesn't. You can't call him doctor.
Yeah.
But I know I like all the weird sodas, like grape soda and orange soda.
That's a staple.
Yeah. Come on, orange soda is the best. I just think Dr. Pepper's a little weird.
It is.
It doesn't taste like soda.
Right.
It's its own category.
Yeah, it's not cool.
But in barbecue wings,
I used to produce for a host who drank a Diet Dr. Pepper Vanilla. I think it was.
Were his opinions the same?
It was hard to go out and buy that.
There was a Chicago
would
sports.
Would you pick me up some of those? No, I will not.
Chicago sports executive who was a Diet Dr. Pepper addict. It might have killed him too, because Mark Hatley, the Bears' nominal general manager,
the giant ones,
all the time.
Yeah,
never, ever, ever without one.
Did he get diabetes?
He got the heart attack. Is what he got. Yeah. But every time you saw him, no matter unless it was later in the evening, in which case he was drinking or drunk, and he would come down and do the post draft press conference.
That might have had a little something.
And it was great. But the huge thing of it with him
and cash it out by the end of the day, right? I mean, he would go through.
I don't know. It was always full. It was always.
Terry's Polar Pop every once a week.
Yeah, Terry's Dunkin' Donuts coffee that he would reheat without drinking.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
I heard you guys talking today about a few things. I heard the NBA rest thing. We got into that yesterday. And which one of you brought up the fact that they would have to sign for the kids if they didn't do it?
It was a texter. It was a texter.
Oh, okay. Who am I going to have to talk to about this?
They got to stand out there and sign
daycare
autographs.
Garbage. It's resting? Arena League garbage after the games when you got LeBron signing for some kid because he didn't play.
My point is there's no solution to it. Which I'm fine with, but Speaks was trying to find the solution to this problem.
Trying to find a way. So when the dad spends that money and he's bringing the kids and it's the Christmas present to go see the LeBrons and he paid a premium because the LeBron ticket costs more by the team he's buying it from, you got to do a little something for the man. Give him a discount on a future ticket that they collectively bargained to do.
See, that's
go
the
ahead
foundation.
And call it DNP rest.
Or maybe
call it what it is.
Maybe charge the premium after the fact.
Oh, only if they play, then you get to charge the premium.
Yeah, but then...
There's no way.
What if he only plays 25 minutes and you're still bitching?
What if he sucks?
You know?
Right.
And then I also think the foundation there, too. Like, if I'm buying you a ticket to a sporting event, like, that's a night out. So you, as a kid, should be very appreciative
Understood.
No matter what.
But you got a league LeBron that's selling James its stars, and it's working on the kids.
If LeBron James is sitting there in his finest suit, and he's smiling,
then you
and
watch
you get
that.
A chance to see that... Then damn it, you had a good night. And maybe you should have made a pimp decision and took our ass to the circus like I gave you the chance to. But no, you wanted to come to this game.
The elephants, man. elephants have ruined the circus.
Every year.
They're done.
I know.
Remote control car or circus, they used to ask me. And every year was remote control car.
After a while,
I was like, stop asking me if I want to go to the circus.
All right, so dad pulls his kids over and he says, I want you to watch how LeBron rocks that mock turtleneck and the jacket.
There it is. You're in the same building as great. Enjoy yourself.
How greatness gets up and congratulates another teammate who made a shot.
Right, when you're talking about mock turtleneck, Jason tipped me off to a story that I read that is so fabulous about the NBA and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I heard you guys talking about it with Lawrence, I thought, last night.
I went home and read it. And
everybody's got their different peanut butter and jelly style.
It's not just that. It starts with Kevin Garnett, who's sort of patient zero. The guy who they refer to as the Johnny Appleseed, who injected this idea of peanut butter and jelly. And the story, the fact that it's so well reported about how it cross-pollinated everywhere, and how it changed and how it's become an NBA staple. And when I finished with it, what I came away with...
It was a hunger for peanut butter and jelly?
No, I never craved it.
It didn't happen?
No,
wow,
never craved it. That it was a story only nominally about food. Because we know the worlds of food and fashion are often one and the same. To me, it was a fashion story masquerading as a food story.
Hmm.
Because it really was concurrent with a rise in NBA fashion trends. And this was a very similar burn of an idea and a popular fashion through the league and a little bit of competition.
That makes sense.
And a little bit of one-upsmanship.
A lot of people like to think they're foodies even if they're not foodies. Like, that happens, people like having that status.
This is how it's supposed to be. This is what I... But there's something as basic and something on that animal level of the, and they talked about it, about dopamine responses, about the human being, you know, fat and sugar and protein and these things that set off certain receptors, that it's all of this is covered in it. But really, it's an incredible story about the NBA and the power of fashion and suggestion, and it's just great.
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh, I'll
check
it out. Yeah. Over something as simple as the MacGuffin of this that is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right, it gives you a window into the culture.
Yes.
What did you guys think of Underwood and Whitman? Did you hear it?
I heard a little bit of it. I heard the Frank Martin portion of it.
Yeah.
I was busy being robbed without a ski mask by the daycare that I was enrolling my son in.
Oh.
Yeah, so I didn't
get what you pay for in daycare.
No, trust me, and I better get everything.
You will.
Better get everything.
The part that used to rankle me that now I'm all right with is that you pay for weeks whether you're there or not. Are you doing that? Like, I get 1 week a year.
So.
I get 1 week a year where I can pay half price because we're going on vacation. But otherwise, to hold the spot, you got to pay the entire year whether you bring them or not.
Well, the cool thing about this place is they have a parents' night out once a month that you can sign up for. So,
and you can drop off the kids?
Yeah, they stay open till 1 a.m.
Smart,
for you.
Smart.
I think my gym does that.
Yeah, so, you know, some other things that are cool. But there's a lot of days off, too. There's a lot of days off where I'm like, all right, well, kid's going to be by himself on President's Day because that's not a day that I... So, yeah.
It Cubs baseball. Get ready for some of that, too.
Here's a bag of pizza rolls and a remote control.
Right, right, right.
Good.
The stove is over there. Don't touch it.
But I thought both of these guys, Whitman and Underwood, they're fine. I think so far they've handled this as well as can be expected. This is a by-the-numbers rollout. I don't think they're not reinventing the wheel. I don't think there's anything... You know, they're not filling in a lot of detail.
I've decided I like the fact that he's 53 and he's making $3 million. So it's buying you a little sense of stability in that way. It's not an up-and-comer looking at it as a stepping stone. It's going to be hard to woo Brad Underwood away.
I thought it was weird that he didn't want to answer the expectations question at the very end or say what the expectations should be. You know, think bigger is fine. That sounds good. But I would like to know, since you got this job because you turned around Oklahoma State and what you did with Stephen F. Austin, I want to know what you think now that you're at this level and you're on this playing field, how you're going to do it and what we should expect of you, what you should be held to. Because I love the guys. I'm not my own harshest critic. That's fine. I'm not you. I want to know what it is that you got going on and where I should be at with, you know, halfway into your tenure, a year, 2 years, 3 years. And you know, I was surprised that he shied away from me. Just say you want to go to the tournament every single year and compete. That's all you got to do.
Right.
That's all you have to say is I want to go to the tournament.
He said earlier, Big Ten titles, national titles. And so that was earlier in the conversation.
But I just thought it was weird that at the end he just didn't want to do it.
Right. Yeah. I agree. They fear that being held against them. The thing that I was
confident in your talent, to be straight.
Exactly.
Yeah, he said it. The initial press conference, we have to set expectations high. Yeah. Why not us and all that stuff?
Yeah. He struck me as confident. In terms of filling in details, I don't think he wants to commit himself to any of the Chicago stuff because he knows that that is a insanely uphill climb. And then how it ended at Oklahoma State, man, that's just part of doing business. And I don't think Illini fans care that much, frankly.
If they found out on Twitter, that's kind of... It's kind of oily.
I know. It happens so often, man.
We should normalize snake behavior, though.
I agree, other than it's just the part of the industry, and I don't think that... What's the clean one? Like, there are more...
Well, while you're on the plane, you say, guys, this is what might happen by the time we land.
Mm. It, well, yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's, you know, and I love you guys still. We played our hearts out.
I hope you understand what I'm doing.
But then if any of your players put it on Twitter and you haven't signed the contract, you maybe screw your family out of the $3 million.
But you can always back yourself up with saying, I was being straight up with my players, and I would do that to your kid as well when I come recruit him or when I come visit your home.
That's the conversation that does interest me, because he's now got to go into living rooms and say, I'm here. When a year ago, the Oklahoma State kids believed that.
And please believe, anybody that Illinois is going after that has any balls at all that wants that player is going to say, hey, ask them kids in Stillwater about Brad Underwood. It happens all the time.
No question.
Did you ask him about media market size and treatment to go from Nagadoches to Stillwater?
He said he was a small town guy.
To Chicago.
Yeah, he said Martin called him
a small town guy. I saw him cringe. Brad cringed a little when that came out from Fred.
He said he eats small towns alive.
Okay, well,
so he's Godzilla?
And he's upcoming in one of the Kong sequels.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're all about Kong.
This guy, yeah.
You are just...
Arousal level for Kong is just ridiculous.
Yep. I'm telling you. Your guy, Big Joe, didn't like it.
No, he said he liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you yesterday. Tough you weren't listening to me.
No, you said he's a very tough critic.
Yeah, he is. He said he liked it. He said it was. He thought it was cool.
There's
nothing that. Yeah, he's not.
I just don't know. Cool.
He's not on what you're on right now, where you're like pushing it every single segment. Where you how good Kong was. I mean, it's not Moonlight. This guy still doesn't want to watch Moonlight, but he's
I didn't say I don't want to watch it.
You had every screen in your house for the last month and a half. It feels like you don't want to watch it.
It's a beautiful Dan. It is a beautiful, remarkable.
That's weird.
Blend. As a movie. Yeah. It accomplishes a lot of things at the same time.
I have it. The problem is that my wife watched it without me. And with all of these movies, we usually sit down together and watch them as a couple. And now I'm like, I've got this one-off here where I've got to do it on my own.
All right, so it's a growing and pair situation. I guess.
Yes. I have to
commit
to
it. Did you know that she was going to watch it?
Did I?
You knew.
Yes.
Let's go.
Good. What do you guys have?
We got Matt Miller, we got Kurt Heelan, we got Dan Hayes, and we have fun and frivolity.
And I want to start off with something that happened last night that disappointed me in an increasingly prominent baseball broadcaster who should know better.
It's Burnsie and Goff next on The Score.
Tomorrow night, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on The Score for more spring training action when the Cubs take on the Reds starting at 7:55 and Pat Hughes returns to the booth to join Ron Coomer only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Now we can all sleep soundly at night again. Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey's been found, and the NFL didn't have to pay Ted Wells several million bucks to do it. It did, however, need help from the FBI, who found the jersey in Mexico. Yeah, seriously, Mexico. Good thing they were able to get down there without jumping over a wall. According to Jay Glazer of Fox, the jersey was apparently stolen by someone named Martin Mauricio Ortega, who was identified as being a director in a Mexican communications company. There's video of Ortega walking into the Patriots locker room post-game wearing a media credential and of him stuffing Brady's jersey into a bag. Exactly why it took NFL security this long to figure this out is difficult to understand, but this is the same group who couldn't figure out how to get its hands on the infamous Ray Rice video. What's next? Maybe someone will deflate Bill Belichick's hoodie. I'm John Feinstein.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
CDL Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join the Burr Ridge team at Saia LTL Freight. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And their average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call. 888-965-1230 or visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pony Inn in Lakeview is on a mission to serve great food, cold beer, and give the neighborhood a local place to hang. It's why guests turn into regulars. With personalized flat screens at each table in the main bar, there literally isn't a bad seat, especially to catch college hoops action. Offering daily food and beer specials, the Pony's featuring $4 drafts of Rebel IPA all March long. Experience Rebel's new look and new taste as the feature beer of March. The Pony is on Belmont Avenue. See you there.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
GarageBand, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have 3 to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai, like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafee. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit wheelingil.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Do bold and embrace this moment at the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, with Pandora's Spring Bracelet Event. You'll find a whole world of Pandora ready for you to pick out, stack up, and show off. Stop in between March 23rd and March 26th, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Do shine this spring with Pandora. That's why she went to Jared. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have five home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We do start in hockey. And the Blackhawks, they host Vancouver tonight. Marian Hossa, Johnny Oduya will play. Puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves are coming off back-to-back losses. They play in Cleveland this evening. Game starts at 6. Spring training, the Cubs are off today. The White Sox, they take on Texas tonight. James Shields opposes Cole Hamels. First pitch, 8:05. Earlier today, the Sox and Tim Anderson have agreed to a 6-year, $25 million extension. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays and John Gibbons are finalizing an extension. His current contract expires at the end of this season. NBA, the Bulls play in Toronto. Game tips at 6. Also tonight, Detroit visits Brooklyn, and Milwaukee travels to Portland. World Baseball Classic, USA takes on Japan with Tanner Roark getting the start. Winner faces Puerto Rico in the championship game. First pitch is at 8. Hey, when you've had a morning for just a dollar, let Taco Bell make you breakfast, like the dollar grilled breakfast burritos with fluffy eggs and your choice of crispy bacon, savory sausage, or hearty potatoes. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was...
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Teams are making free agent signings. We'll talk to him about that. Also, North Carolina Pro Day involving Mitchell. Don't call him Mitch. Trubisky. Kurt Heelan, a basketball talk at 3. Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet at 5. Talking specifically about the White Sox decision to extend Tim Anderson's contract. A very team-friendly deal, but he gets a chunk of money while he's still arbitration eligible. So we'll talk through some of the decision-making process that went into that. Also, other White Sox things with him. It's on at 5:30. Surprise along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number. WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. You listen to us live there. We are streaming 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Our website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Video streaming. Hello.
Hey.
Watch 670thescore.com. Facebook Live and the Facebook page directed by Brian Gertsch.
Tonight, we'll see if former catcher David Ross is, if you'll pardon the expression, on the ball when he quick steps with Lindsay Arnold.
It's like on the ball of his feet. Was that the reference? Maybe? I don't know.
On the baseball. I don't know.
Like a double entendre kind of thing?
Apparently. The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
I thought your hold was good. You kept your head to the left. Listen, it's not a home run, but I tell you, you've got yourself to first base, and good luck getting to second.
There you go. I'll take
that. That was anything but Gramps to me.
That guy sounded like he was talking from the back stool at a pub. Like,
you did some fine dancing, my friend. I love it.
Right, but it's like he's holding up a Watney's Red Barrel while he's talking.
Yeah. Hey, it was some fine dancing, right? Could you fill me up again, mate?
Hello, Governor.
Hello. I mean, that. What the hell?
I don't know that show. I just know it's on, and I don't. Oh, Dick Duran in it now. I have no idea who that is, though.
That's like some
You can just imagine like this face as small as a pit bull's, but it's just as strong and just hey, you gotta do things with the other leg, yes,
sir. Right.
Yeah, you're old, but you're doing your thing.
I thought your hold was good. You kept your head to the left. Listen, it's not a home run, but I tell you, you've got yourself to first base, and good luck getting the second.
You still look mighty soft to me, and
it's bloody good. It's awful good, my friend. Oh, indeed.
Couldn't punch your
way. I need to swallow some cigarettes.
Couldn't punch your way out of a wet paper bag, but
that guy.
That was awesome.
Hear him sitting in for the ailing Chris Tannehill, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
It was like watching a quick step on the field of dreams. Definitely.
Oh, by the way, I just saw this from Casey Johnson, a tweet, and this is too bad, that former Bulls general manager Jerry Krause has died at age 77, according to a member of his family. That's too bad. Jerry was spent a lot of years around Jerry and mellowed in his age a bit away from the game, and a unique sports personality in this city's history. That's too bad.
Wow. That's in my time around Jerry was after Jerry was done being the general manager and the architect of the Bulls. And it was right when the changeover was happening with Paxson and Cartwright and all those guys. But always treated me nice and always had a couple of words if you wanted to have them with them. And I didn't have the same experience as a lot of people who covered him every single day like yourself or like, I don't know, Michael Jordan had with him or Phil Jackson.
Well, I started with him when I was working in the Rockford Lightning front office, and he used to come out relatively often to scout players in the CBA.
Hell, he was still doing it. He was on a podcast a few years ago scouting Mets baseball or something like that, I'm not mistaken. Like he was still in the mix. Looking, had an eye for talent. One of the more underserved, legendary people in Chicago sports history in terms of not just his legacy, but the way, he was gruff and he came off that way. He was a short, stout man, so
also
he wasn't
never
aesthetically pleasing.
And never comfortable, seemingly, in his own skin. That there was always chasing something, or always there was
a certain insecurity there,
a certain level of discomfort about him. But the man built a 6-time champion around a 2-guard.
Yep. And for all of those that think that anybody could have won with Michael Jordan, nah, this dude did something revolutionary. Rod Thorne kicked it off, but Jerry Krause made sure that there were guys around him for those jump shots, like John Paxson, like Steve Kerr, like B.J. Armstrong. Making sure Horace Grant comes your way, making sure Scottie Pippen comes your way for an Olden Polony. So yeah, man, that's huge. Jerry Krause, GM of the Bulls for their 6 title teams, passed away this afternoon at age 77. A member of the family told the Tribune, rest in peace. That is from one Casey Johnson.
That's too bad. I spent a lot of time trying to. Sometimes if you got Jerry in the right moment talking about the right thing, he would let his guard down. He was an avid fisherman, and that was one of his passions. Sometimes you could talk to him about food, or sometimes, mm-hmm. but for me, it was always talking about fishing. I remember when the Bulls would stay at these fabulous hotels, outside of Orlando and Miami and stuff. And he'd always be, while everybody else was golfing, Jerry would come up and say, hey, you see those giant sunfish off the 8th hole? Oh, what I wouldn't do to have an ultralight tackle right now. I said, why don't you bring one with you, go buy one, Go buy one, go fish. I don't know. But you see those giant, those are the biggest sunfish I've ever seen. And he's, baseball, mm-hmm. basketball, the guy had and some unique ideas about scouting players. Not all correct, but he wasn't one of these guys that went along with the herd.
No.
He made some mistakes when he
listened to some players when he shouldn't have, because it's a give and take there, that kind of relationship. Whereas you mentioned some of those insecurities, maybe you want guys to be on your side a little bit more, so you let them talk to you about Walter Davis and the likes. I mean, Jerry Krause, like I said, a legacy that probably went underappreciated in this city for years.
Yeah, old-fashioned guy, very set in his ways and very, very fiercely private. but really wanted to win and really cared about the Bulls winning. Another thing that he did also was allow for somebody like Irwin Mandel to become the prototype for NBA salary cap and collective bargaining agreement expert, that Jerry knew what he didn't know. And where a lot of GMs, a lot of former players would become autocratic and say, I got this. That Jerry was, in the way he ran the basketball side, pioneered the idea of essentially creating the role of an accountant in running an NBA team and running the basketball side of an NBA team and showing the value of the mind of a trained accountant in staying ahead of the game. So I think he should be recognized for that too.
By far the city's most successful general manager. Not even a question. Not even a doubt. By far. And it wasn't just Michael Jordan. So yeah, that sucks, man. That sucks. Because as a kid, you grew up thinking, all right, he was one of your characters if you were an 80s baby who got a chance to watch the Bulls thing happen after drafting Michael Jordan in 84. Like he was one of your characters. You knew about Jordan. Of course, you had Pippen and Grant and Phil, but Jerry Krause was kind of like the foil inside the group. You know, yeah. He was the guy that, that damn Crumbs Krause, you know, and as you grew older, you got to respect and appreciate what he was actually putting together.
You know,
and as you mentioned, a league that was centered around, no pun intended, big men, centers, power forwards, guys who were 6'10 and out, 6'10 and up, I should say. You played from the inside out, and your wing players were your complimentary guys, and then all of a sudden in those 80s, you started to get guys like Neek and like Jordan who, all right, we can score from the outside and attack the basket. You don't have to have a plodding, slow offense all the time.
He rarely let people in. But sometimes he'd get a twinkle in his eye and he'd get excited and talk about something. I remember it was probably 92 when he was requesting his press credentials to come to the Rockford Metro Center to see guys. All the other scouts wanted to sit on the floor. They wanted to sit press row. And I had remembered there was a Sports Illustrated article where Krause had told a reporter that he has to sit in a place where he can see all the players' feet at the same time. And he didn't feel that he could do that. People thought he was an elitist, that, you don't want to sit with the other scouts. And he said, it's not that at all.
It's his perspective.
He said it is a specific perspective that he wanted to see everybody's feet. So I put a note in the envelope that I left for him at will call, where it was an actual ticket in the stands. And I said, I received your request for credentials for this game. There's a credential in here, but these are also seats in row 10. To allow you to see all the players' feet. And he actually came up to you. And first of all, he's like, accusatory. How'd you know that?
Right.
How did you know I... like, what the hell? And he was kind of mad at me. And I said, well, it was in a Sports Illustrated right. article. Then he was like, okay, thanks. So Casey Johnson...
trademark.
Casey Johnson is going to join us after the top of the hour to talk about this, and we will be tracking down others to weigh in on the passing of the most successful general manager in Chicago sports history, Jerry Krause, dead at 77. It's Bernstein and Goff, and you have the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brad Underwood, the new Illinois head basketball coach.
The one thing I will do is not put a cap on what we can and can't do. We're one of the best programs in the country. We have to start acting like that.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea!
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people! Here we go!
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Since 1989, Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill has been one of Chicagoland's top-rated sports bars. With over 50 high-def big screens, it's your spot for college hoops through the championship on April 3rd. Shoeless Joe's has a full kitchen ranging from salads and wraps to burgers and ribs and everything in between. Enjoy cold Sam Adams Boston Lager and fresh as hell's drafts on feature. Shoeless Joe's is serving $4 Boston Lager pints every Tuesday. Watch college hoops at Shoeless Joe's in Rosemont on Higgins Road.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoVille, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We have some changes of plans today because of the news that just broke moments ago that Jerry Krause, the longtime Bulls general manager and a longtime baseball scout also before and after his Bulls tenure, has died at age 77. He had been in failing health for some time. We don't have the specifics on what the actual cause was at this point, but he'd been, even when younger and healthier, he always had a myriad health issues. So it was difficult for him as he got older, but this was, like you say, you even though there was drama all the time,
yeah,
and there was factionalization and there were very strong ego battles and personality differences, however it worked, the results are the results.
Yeah. And as a fan and someone who began to work in this business, you saw how really unfair it was. And I think that's the best way to describe it. How really unfair it was that the specter of Michael Jordan and what he represented to everyone, you know, your enemy is my enemy kind of thing. How Jerry Krause was painted during his tenure as the Bulls general manager. And like I said, the underappreciation for what he was, the architect that he was around Michael Jordan, because Mike didn't have the nicest things to say in public about him. Phil Jackson didn't have the nicest things to say about him in public. Scottie Pippen didn't have the nicest things to say about him in public. And what that did was tarnish what should be the respect level of a fan base that that shared some of the most impactful moments in 90s NBA basketball. In an entire decade, you had one team run it. Of course, the Rockets won theirs as well. And at the end, you had the Spurs. But the 90s were the Bulls because of a guy like Jerry Krause and, of course, Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson. So
he was easy to demonize. He made himself easy to demonize because looks matter.
And some of it was just plain unfair, though, too.
And some of it was overdone, but he did make himself easy to demonize because he was so secretive, because he was socially awkward, because he was odd looking. But it didn't take away from his. I mean,
it's a great target for a bully.
Exactly. But he was immensely dedicated to winning championships, to understanding it was about winning championships. Even when it came to making the moves for Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry, you know that if you look at what he, it's the kind of thing that we're pounding the Bulls for not doing now. That he knew when it was over. He sensed that whatever this is over, and it's time to do something else. And really, I know the Pippen stuff, the Jordan stuff. You're talking about, you know, a guy who's wired so socially competitively that's almost
maniacal.
But that's a one off. I know he was really bothered when Pippen was part of it too, because of what Krause himself did in discovering and believing in Scottie Pippen and understanding what he could be developed properly. And that's he believed in Scottie Pippen more than anybody else did. Even though people said, oh yeah, you know, good athlete, long, the whole thing. People forget how recently Pippen had started playing basketball at all. How recently he just picked up a ball. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what he believed about where the league was going and how he could contribute to something. And that was all Jerry Krause. That was all him, knowing that he saw something that maybe other people didn't. And look, he was wrong about a lot of guys, too.
Yeah. You do it long enough, just like how we talk about John Paxson. You do it long enough, you're going to have some holes in your resume. But those six titles, they shine bright. And as a Bulls fan, as a kid, watching Sports Channel before it was Comcast and having my own little TV in my room, and that was my 2.5 hours to spend with one of my favorite teams in the city, you were watching a dynasty be built. You were watching a legacy of one of the greatest athletes, if not the greatest athlete of all time, built, and it couldn't have happened. I mean, how many times do we talk about great players who don't have much around them? And I know Michael Jordan, you know, he willed teams and willed guys to be better, but you do need those guys around you. And to belittle Jerry Krause's role, and which was very popular at the time, and to still be on that, I think it shows a little bit of immaturity as a fan in this day and age.
Casey Johnson's very busy today. He's the guy that broke the news. He's going to take a couple minutes to join us next on The Score.
Tomorrow night, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on The Score for more spring training action when the Cubs take on the Reds starting at 7:55, and Pat Hughes returns to the booth to join Ron Coomer, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio.
Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am.
What happened to my tongue?
All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Do bold and embrace this moment at the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, with Pandora's Spring Bracelet Event. You'll find a whole world of Pandora ready for you to pick out, stack up, and show off. Stop in between March 23rd and March 26th, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Do shine this spring with Pandora. That's why she went to Jared. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. This Tuesday through Thursday, pros get 5% off all purchases in-store and online, or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to